Yee-hee-hoo. You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Yeah, baby. Right.
Is it true? Is it bull?
It's bullshit.
You decide. And that's right.
That's right. Willa, 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 willa.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Welcome to episode 401 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical, Big E's Garage, Redline Guns, Lock Hill Feed, Pet and Lawn Supply, Jennifer Hickman Agency, and recorded at the always immaculate Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in Angleton,
really,
Texas.
Yeah. Really immaculate?
Yeah, well, immaculate means there's a lot of stuff, right?
It's like, no, it's, there's like a lot of crap all over.
There's
the
a
place.
Lot of genre everywhere. There's
We've
genre.
We've been trying
so much
to
genre.
Figure out how in the world are we going to get live and actually record, and it is a work in progress.
Wow.
We made about 50%.
Yeah. We got the cameras synced up. We got everything going. We're walking tall. We're looking good. And now getting it to actually record for more than a second and a half before it tells us to please turn it off. I don't know if it's just the camera telling us we're not ready for video or if it's tech, Mr. Knology, our friend Tech, just telling us that we're not there yet.
We're not good.
But
I mean,
drink
episode 401, you know, apparently we're
season
doing
four,
something
baby.
Right, okay,
season four, and we still can't figure out video.
I don't know,
son of a
but time
bitch.
Flies like the wind.
Hey,
but
chicken bitch,
what fruit flies like bananas.
Yes, we've even got a sound level meter.
What
when we first started, we were at 37 decibels, and then as soon as we figured out we couldn't get the video to work, we went right up to 97 decibels. It was terrible. We were very mad. We were very upset.
What do you do?
Well, apparently you break your sound level meter.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make this a 13-minute podcast because apparently at minute 15, people start dropping out.
Bro, it's been my I get to look at all of the analytics of the podcast as we go. And
yeah,
according to them, it's actually it's closer to minute two. So we want to tell everybody thank you for listening.
Okay.
And we'll see y'all next time. And for those of y'all who really care and keep going on, now we give you the secret sauce, baby.
All right. Hey, tape recorder. We decided to go ahead and do the podcast because
we suck.
The Honorable Mr. Jimmy Carter,
wow,
is all over the TV right now, so we're just going to continue to talk lively.
That's right. We're going to walk tall. We're going to speak leisurely. We're going to wax poetically,
and we will not talk about politics.
That's right. Because there's nothing good can come of politics.
However,
hey,
there was something
sweet
that
Jesus.
The cameras at the cathedral showed. And they panned over to all of the presidents
gone by,
sitting there.
Wow.
All in one accord.
Exactly.
Now, if once they leave the church, wouldn't it be awesome to have those same people lead this country in one accord?
You know what it reminded me of?
And that means, and for the people in Mason,
wow,
that means in unity. That means unity. Sorry, Laura.
Speaking of impunity, you know what it reminded me of as it panned over? It reminded me of a scene from one of my favorite movies, The Warriors.
Weekend at Bernie's?
No. When Cyrus was sitting there at the top and he says, "Can you read, suckers?" It's like, we got the Trumps sitting next to the Obamas. We got the Obamas, and we've got the Clintons.
Yes.
We got the Clintons, and we got the Bushes. Nobody is busting nobody.
Nobody wasting nobody.
That is a miracle.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
But
see?
Apparently, so, as soon as they leave the church, they drop the ball.
Yeah, it's a shame when all of your political families from the last 40 years reminds you of a move, of a scene from a gang violence.
Stop.
But I was just waiting for the baseball furies to come in and drop the ball.
Ding, 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 ding,
and crack somebody's head. Hello, boppas.
No, not the boppa. Okay. That
Where were the
same
lesbies?
Lady
Where
with the microphone, wasn't she also on...
Mr. Carter!
No.
She was on Lean On Me.
Wasn't she also on...
Where in the world
John
is
Wick?
Carmen Sandiego?
I think so. John Wick 4, I think that was her voice.
Yeah, that is her voice. She does the voice. She was also the one who came out in Lean on Me. She was the one who was trying to get Mr. Carter...
fired.
Fired, yeah.
How about that? Read my lips.
She had some.
You know
what?
Who else was reading lips?
Whoa.
I didn't have my hearing aids on earlier this morning.
Mm.
And guess who played at the service for Mr. Carter? Mr. Garth Brooks.
What, did he?
Yeah, he sang Imagine. And it was just...
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine that.
Just think about everybody in there for one reason.
Right.
And it was to pay honor.
To a peanut farmer.
Yes. And... It was so awesome. Imagine all the people.
Right.
Looking for peace. Anyway, that's all I'm about.
I'm looking for a peace, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Wow.
And tape recorder.
Yes.
We've got tons of music that's coming out.
Got $4.
Down the pipe.
Four.
Get ready.
Mm.
We had to slow it down just for this week because...
We don't know how to use the equipment.
We will be live and ready.
That's right.
To also pay honor to... A fallen friend of ours, Mr. Chris Salcedo.
Yep,
he has. Izzy Guajardo has so graciously taken the ball and run with this benefit.
Yep.
So we're going to be there Sunday from 12 to Cinda.
Mm-hmm.
And we need everybody out there.
That's
please.
Right. It's going to be a raffling. So you can raffle, donate your money, donate your time. Come in and buy some food. They're going to be cooking all morning. So
we'll see if we can get a QR code, too.
Right. Exactly.
So if you can't make it or if you're on shift, firefighters.
Yeah, you can also donate your money as well.
Great performer, great singer, songwriter. Yeah. And apparently he was a great father. And we hate to see him go, but we got to do something for the family. So here we go.
We'll do our best to do that, to honor him and the family. To
not just us, everybody.
Exactly. A lot of folks are going to be out there.
Yeah.
But we'll have more details about it next week. Maybe we'll have some photos and videos and stuff like that.
Very cool.
We might have video. I don't know if we'll be able to upload it or anything. But it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Can't be true.
We might even go live. We might even go live. You never know. You never know.
Tape recorder.
Nope.
It is Thursday, January 9th.
Wow. 2025.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that already? It's already 2025.
I know. Do you know where your mind is?
I'm still writing 2024 on my checks.
I've lost my mind.
I haven't written a check since 1986.
I write a check every time.
I wrote the check that makes the chores.
No, I got a friend of mine, buddy.
What?
Well, he's a friend now. He's been our pet. Our pest control guy forever, for 25 years since we've been at this house.
Shouldn't he have actually gotten rid of the pest by now?
Yeah, but I don't know. He might add sugar to the thing just so he can come back. Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Brian Leonard, thank you.
Pour
Leonard Pest Control.
Some sugar
wonderful
on
guy.
Brian.
Great service. And he's a good friend, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
25 years and the pests are still...
That's crazy.
Wouldn't
it be great if one day we had this podcast 25 years running?
Imagine.
Six listeners.
Bro, you really think you're going to be around in 21 years?
I hope so. I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I don't mean on the earth. I mean, are you gonna still be recording this podcast in 21 years?
I guess we just push record and...
Uh-huh. And we'll all be in the same bed, you, me, and Julian, and Grandpa Fred.
I know it.
Oh, I know it, Charlie.
Hopefully we won't forget, we won't have anything not to talk about. So let's talk about what's going on today. Texas?
No, not today. Tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
Today it is Notre Dame and Penn State.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure.
No Texas today.
No Texas today, bro.
Okay.
So you're kicking me out then, is what
no,
you're saying.
No, guys, I just need you all to chime in. Who's going to win the whole thing?
Texas.
Okay.
You know why? Because somebody said that Ohio State is like a 10-point favorite or something like that. It's like, you know, there were four teams that were supposed to be favorites in the last round, and all four of those teams lost. All four higher-seeded teams lost. That just shows you that the college football playoff committee didn't really pick the best teams. They picked according to the rules they had in front of them.
I wonder if the referees are taking their bets right now and deciding who's going to win.
I think so. I think it's a fair assessment.
Interesting.
And I think I saw a few of them sitting right behind the Obamas and the McClintocks. So I think they were all sitting there.
Wow.
Yeah. So McGarrett was out there too from Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, see.
Yeah. Yeah. He was showing everybody.
All right. Talk to me, baby.
He had an upside down. No, that was Tully Savalas. That was Kojak, you bastard.
Oh, okay.
No, McGarrett was the other guy from Hawaii 5-0.
They all look the same to me.
Wow. Okay.
What,
okay.
Did I stutter?
Yeah. His name was Ling Ling.
Okay.
Hero.
Guys,
what?
Call us in.
Huh?
Send us some emails.
Or call us out. Call
we
us
got
out.
A brand new explosion of talent, t-shirts
talent,
and merchandise.
And men.
Come and get it.
And guys.
Come and get it. If y'all email us, we send you an answer
and
a t-shirt.
And cheese.
And maybe Goonie.
Yes, yes. Brussels, you know, hey.
Good to hear from you.
Shipping, baby, shipping.
Yeah, we did get some from Brussels, but dude, what about our friends in Austin?
We're even coming up with some True Bull pajama bottoms.
Yes.
So we will ship our pants all night long.
All right, good. But they got a hole in them.
Yeah. Tim said when I came in this morning, he said he shipped his pants too. So it was terrible.
Wow. Super Granny had Puma pants.
Wow. You want to pull my pants? Why don't you pull my finger, Hito? It's birdie and pero. Oh, yes. I had so many chilas in the New Year's. It was so pretty. And now look. Did you see the rain this morning? And then there was snow. And there's no business like me.
It's good to see you, Super Granny. The
it
cool
is.
Thing
yes.
about this podcast
Thank
is
you.
Instead of telling people what we're going to talk about at the beginning.
We don't.
We just keep people guessing and wondering what is going to happen throughout this podcast.
Well, I guess so. I guess so. You got some cheesy little jokes like that. And then there I was, bare-assed in New Braunfels and La Nueva Braunfels.
And still we leave
yes.
our people underwhelmed.
I also wanted to tell those Belgians, thank you for the waffles and thank you for all the chones. It's just so happy that Grammy Granny, Super Granny's here all the time and
oh, by
all
the way,
over the place.
Happy birthday, Super Granny.
Oh, yes, thank me. I'm just very, yes, I'm so, I'm immaculate. I'm meditated. I'm medicated. I'm fundando.
And you're immortal.
I'm yes.
Not
yes.
immoral.
Oh, I'm very immoral. If you ask me, I should be a president too. I'm immoral enough to do that.
Here
crap.
We go. No, you don't need all that Super Granny.
I voted for myself one time and I almost won. And then it was just me, y luego el Cedric and Freddy.
You know, be that as it may,
the
Super
Bimmers.
Granny. I'm just going to say that we miss you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Grandma?
Yeah, she was off to the rescue.
You know, they have those New Year, New Me. It's New Year, and it's the same old smell all over this microphone.
New phone, who me?
The stank is horrible.
Wow.
God bless. And bring me my brown microphone. Oh, God, this is terrible.
We've got to give it up to California and Hollywood, L.A. right now. We got to give them a shout-out, guys.
Did you see, I guess this morning there was a photo.
You can pray for them.
It was the fire, but it was right over the Hollywood sign.
Yes.
Was that a real picture, or was that somebody trying to?
As far as I know, the only thing that isn't artificial intelligence is this podcast.
Yeah, you can't make this artificial.
You don't want to make this stuff up.
You would not do this on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, we are one of those happy accidents. You know what I mean? You know, 3.5 years ago, we decided to do this, and nobody has been able to figure out how to pull the plug on us because we are unpluggable.
Yes.
According to my last ex. Anyway, so speaking of plugs.
I had a happy accident this morning.
Wow. And that's why I brought you my brown pants.
I feel better, though. Thank you.
Yeah, nobody else does.
Hey, none taken.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, so there we were with your brown pants.
Okay. Oh, dude.
What?
We're a minute past our tea time.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, ta-ta.
Okay, I don't drink tea.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm drinking Monster and Bull right now.
Well, then let's go. We got to wait for that game. State Penn.
State Penn.
Right.
Oh, I think we need some jokes. Anybody got any jokes?
Yeah, I got one joke. One time, there was this owl.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you can't tell that joke.
Not that one? Okay.
No, the people in Brussels do not appreciate barnyards, barn hog. No barn hog.
Humor.
Belgian barn hog. No Belgian barn hogs today, sir.
Fine.
But anyway, so I'm thinking Texas and
we're back to the football.
Texas and Penn State are going to go to the finals next week. That's my decision.
Okay, that's gutsy.
Yeah, so
that's the gutsiest move I've ever seen.
That being said, it's probably going to be Ohio State and Notre Dame then. Yeah. I know it definitely won't be Georgia.
Or the Falcons.
Oops. Oh, wow. Speaking of which, it's not the Cowboys in the NFL either. There are some good teams, though,
getting
started.
There's a lot of stuff late breaking about the Cowboys going on right now.
Yeah, they're officially undefeated now.
Yes.
Yeah, season's over.
That's
they're undefeated.
Nice.
They have not lost this season.
Hey, that's a good way to see it.
You know? Their coach hasn't lost anything this week. I was hoping he'd lose his job, but son of a biatch, he's still employed.
Is he really?
Yeah, at least for the next 5 days, I think he's under
contract. Oh, okay, 5 days. He's got a contract up until then. We'll see him later then. Guys, it's time to go. With the burping and belching and the green cloud happening in the studio, well, let's go. Let's get out of here.
No, what I wanted to get your picks for who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Joe Newman.
Okay, so you've got Joe Newman against who?
I haven't thought that far yet.
Wow. So
I got a little pie graph here, but good old Joe.
One other question.
He's going to make it.
Yeah. What the hell team is that, though?
Oh, from the start?
Yeah.
I love that team.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead.
Go, Steins.
Man, part of me wants, just tells me that you shouldn't bet against the champions. Part of me wants to say Kansas City, and
part of me wants to sign off.
Part of me wants to say the Bills, just because I think the Bills are going to take it. I think Lamar Jackson is going to find another way to lose. Pittsburgh is just Pittsburgh. Houston, they're about 7 years away from being relevant again. Being relevant.
Fine. So, Jason Leroy.
Wow.
What about your Packers? What's going on?
Yeah, I think they're going to lose violently this week. And
no disrespect to you, Jason. You've got an amazing podcast.
Yeah. Detroit and Buffalo. I'm going to go ahead and call my shot right now.
Okay.
But don't be surprised if it's two entirely different teams.
Yeah, like the Falcons and the Panthers.
It won't be them. The Panthers. They're in the hunt for a new coach. and they're undefeated right now too. So hey, there you go.
So as long as we are defeated, it's time to go, Goon.
Let's not defeat ourselves. We are the feetless.
Yes, keep the faith, guys.
Wow,
pray daily. Pray for us, would you please?
Pray quickly.
Yeah.
Pray it constantly.
Pray that our sponsors continue to give cash.
Do they?
No. They give us a call sometimes and says, hey, I want my money back.
Right. See? And so we do. And that's why we say, if you're ever in a place where you need one of our sponsors, call one of our sponsors.
So here's my 2 cents.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Tracy.
There you go. You got it back. $4.72.
On the retired side, I'm going to say goodbye.
You are twice tired.
Good night.
Okay, until next time, you've been listening to episode 401, season 4, 2025, of the Truble Virtual Cast. Goonie and Nemo, all them incendios and all those boys.
And then next time, at the 402, hopefully we can have the 409ers, and then the incendios, and the Longhorns, and then the boys, and then we get naked. Thank you.
That's a winner.
Oh, yes.
Bye-bye.
Boy, yes.
Oh, yes.